Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Kentucky food prices have remained about the same since the beginning of the year. As a news release lead, that's not too catchy. But if you're driving the shopping cart to checkout, it is good news. With details of Farm Bureau's third quarter market basket survey, Farm Group Communications Director Todd Bright.
It showed that prices have remained steady since the beginning of the year. Last year in 2016, we saw decreases really throughout the year, and now we're back to holding steady. We had an increase in the third quarter of just 0.15%, which is just an increase of 17 cents. And so you compare that to last year when we saw a 1.7% drop in prices during the first quarter of this year.
Bright says the Kentucky survey prices stacked up well as they did comparisons to other national price checks.
We always do our survey here, which is in Kentucky, and we survey markets throughout the state. Nationally, the same thing occurred. The American Farm Bureau did a fall harvest market basket survey, but they were indicating a much higher rise in prices than we saw here in Kentucky. In fact, they saw a 3% increase in food prices, or $1.43. So we're very fortunate in Kentucky to not have seen those kind of increases.
As he mentioned, the average for those 40 staple food items in Kentucky was up only 17 cents, totaling $115.63. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
As mentioned in the first segment, the Kentucky market basket food price average was virtually the same total as the preceding quarter.
You also see within the consumer price index, it showed a small overall increase in their index of 0.1% in August after a 0.2% increase this past July.
He noted that there were increases and decreases in various products, but they balanced more or less.
So when you look at the individual items within our market basket, you know, we did see increases in beef that had a 4.43% jump. We saw pork increase almost 1%, and poultry saw a rise of 3.78%. But on the other side, you see notable decreases in the ways of the fruit and vegetable sector, and that had about a 3.5% decrease, and grains dropped 7%.
Todd Bright there with a few results from the third quarter market basket survey. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.